Dr. Secretary, an office note on patient Doris Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Doris, D-O-R-I-S. Date of birth is 10-17-1942. Date of service 5-7-2025 per paragraph. The patient is 82-year-old African-American female who is brought to my office for opinion on her hypertension. She has had history of hypertension for years. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, frequent falls. Next, history of TIA multiple with history of pericardial effusion. Period. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, tonsillectomy, eye surgery, pure paragraph allergies, no non-drug allergies, pure social history. Patient lives with her daughter. She's had a total of 5 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. Previous systems reveals rare headaches, good vision with glasses, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no melena. Occasional nocturia, no straining upon urination, occasional incomplete bladder emptying. She does have urge and stress incontinence. She reports like cramping. All other systems that reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Current medications include aspirin, atorvastatin, cetirizine, clonidine. No, remove please clonidine. Don't mention clonidine. Next, donepezil. Next, furosemide. Next, hydralazine. Next, labetalol. Next, nifedipine. Next, potassium chloride. Next, quetiapine. Next, dolterodine. Next, valsartan. Pure paragraph on physical exam of vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupillary reactive light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and intake sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B, bilaterally, no jugular vein system, bilaterally, worse oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead. Pure paragraph next, upper no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal as well as true, no murmur, no friction of her lungs, active auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, her abdomen soft, no hypertomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary, body or rigidity, extremities, she has no edema, no extremities, skin, no scleration, no neural exam is not focal. Investigations available to me. Are from March 2025. Sodium 141, potassium 5.1, chloride 106, total CO2 26. BUN 18, creatinine 1.26. Estimated GFR is 43 milliliter per minute, glucose 121, calcium 9.6, albumin 3.6, ALT 17, AST 21, cholesterol 131, HDL 53, LDL 56. PTH 102, paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, hypertension, uncontrolled. Patient had missed her nifedipine, has not been taking it for a few days. She's going to resume and will give her clonidine to take as needed in between. We'll review her blood pressure log next visit and adjust accordingly. Continue our other medications for now. Period. Next diagnosis, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, quantification of proteinuria. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, but namely hypertension. Period. Next diagnosis, history of pericardial effusion, pleural effusion. This may be related to side effect of hydralazine, which may need to be discontinued. We'll reassess next visit. Next history of frequent falls, NTIAs, multiple, to monitor for now. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia, continuous statin therapy. Next. Hyperkalemia on last blood check, may need to discontinue her potassium supplement. We're going to recheck first and see. Next, irritable bladder to continue with tolterodine therapy. Period paragraph. Patient's going to be back in around 2 weeks to discuss the workup and for further recommendations and a report. Thanks.